afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. Welcome to the breakout session of the Technology Committee covering iOS and Mac with the Internet and VoiceOver and Zoom. Myself, Stephanie Rood, will be presenting the iOS portion of it, and Luis Herrera will be presenting the Mac portion of it. Luis, do you have a wireless mic, and do you have anything you would like to say?
Hang on. Can you guys hear me? Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. This portion is brought to you by the auspices of the gas company. Got gas? No, actually, don't answer that question. No. As I said, welcome. We're very fortunate today to have Ms. Stephanie Rood here to educate us, and I say us because that includes me. I may be the smart aleck that has wisecracks, and I may be the guy that has the gadgets and whatever, but
screen dimmed.
I love the idea that we have somebody we can go to. It's a network of professionals that like to help each other and share that knowledge to
adjustable.
Help you folks.
Swipe up or down.
With and
one
it is you guys that drive us, because when there's a need and you guys speak, I look into it, and then we organize workshops like this. This workshop is sponsored by SoCal Gas. The gas company graciously stepped up and said that they would sponsor this event. And so in return, since all of us reside in the Southern California, most of us reside in the Southern California area, and I know some of you are from up north, and I'm not going to hold that against you. It's not fair that you ended up there, but that's okay. Misery loves company. But anyway, having said that, I'll tell you this much. The gas company has programs and services that you can also get from PG&E and other providers up north. So I'm glad that that is available to all of us across the state. So I'm going to be migrating to the front. I am in the back at the broadcast area. I will make a few adjustments, and then I will go and do this. Stephanie mentioned that I will be working the Mac. I have a MacBook Pro with Yosemite, and this is my everyday working tool. I have I work at SoCal Gas in the outreach and leverage community, in the community outreach and leveraging department. And I go out and I also interface with companies and organizations to promote programs and services offered by SoCal Gas. And as part of that, and part of giving to the community, we like to get involved with organizations like the California Council of the Blind and others to be a part of the community and give back. So I'm glad that we're here. I will get off the microphone and let Stephanie start the show. As I said, I will make a couple of adjustments, and then I will have my Mac and be ready to join you folks up front. So Stephanie, the show is yours.
Thank you, Lewis. I'm going to let you know that I've only been using iOS 9 for 1 week, and I've already found a few bugs or a few changes. I call them bugs because it's a gesture that I use to go back a page that doesn't work anymore. So it may be a little rough at times based on the new iOS, but for the most part, there's also some very new features that are going to make using the Internet even more productive. I'm going to start off, since the Southern California Gas Company is sponsoring this event, I'm going to use their website to show you how easy it is to use forms to fill out or pay your gas bill, since my bill is due. It's not overdue, it's just due. So.
Safari. Double tap to open.
We get a little more volume on the phone.
Safari. Double tap to open.
Oh, for those of
Safari,
you who have some vision,
button.
There is a video display screen to your left of the front on the front head table. So if you want to be able to watch, you can move over towards your left. I'm going to go and close
apps,
out.
Messages. Closing messages. Closing Safari. Home. Dock. Safari. Double tap. Feedback tab, click here.
Do we have a mic so she can state her question so that the web audience can hear as well? Last Thursday we had 1,500 people listening. Give us a moment. We're working on it.
Pages, button. Pages, new page, button. Untitled document, close tab.
So if I want to go to the App Store, is there an app I can download to pay my gas bill?
Yes, there is. However, when they updated it, as long as you don't need VoiceOver, you can pay your bill. Now, wait a minute, I'll get to a point in the lecture or the demonstration where there's going to be a website where you can write to the Southern California Gas Company and ask them to fix their app so that VoiceOver will work with it.
I would rather pay it by phone. And I've asked them that many times, and all they do is send me a sheet of paper to fill out my bank account and so forth. And I think it's ridiculous because many credit cards and other companies will allow you to pay by phone.
I don't have an answer to the workings of SoCalGas. All I can tell you is until they updated the app, I was paying my bill via the app. It was very simple, very easy once I set up my account online, and I'll show a video of that. I just logged in with my username, my password, clicked on Pay Bill, and then did confirm and chose like the date and the account I wanted to use, and that was it. I paid my bill in less than 2 minutes. So, yes, there is an app. Is it working right now? Not at the moment. It works with Zoom, though, and it works for people who don't need any accessibility at all.
New page, button. 2015 annual address, search or enter website name, words, lines, speech rate, 30%. 25%.
Is that too fast for anybody? Well, too slow for a lot of people, but there may be some beginners, and I don't want to make them feel frustrated or walk out. So, one of the things I want to make mention of, and I'll show you, I want to just get in and show you that I can pay my bill, and then I want to go into what is the rotor and how can we add things and remove things from the rotor, because that's important when you're working on the internet. So first of all, I'm going to go...
Address, search or enter website name.
So I went to
Double
the address
to
bar,
controls.
And at his point I can type in a term, a search term, or I could type in the web address of SoCalGas. In this case, I'm going to...
Address, text field, is editing, search or enter...
SoCalGas.
Inserted SoCalGas.
Okay, Siri, thank you very much.
Go. Address, 78%. SoCalGas homepage, heading level 3, visit SoCalGas. So, skip all of... Username, text field, is editing, character mode, insertion point at start.
And you heard it land in the edit field. And it said username. And it should have been saved, but we'll see.
Insertion point at end. Cap G. Cap H. Cap H. He. U. U. M. M. A. A. N. N. L. L. A. A. D. Delta. D. Y. Yang. Y. Go. Password, secure, text field, insertion point at password, secure, text field, is editing, character mode, insertion point at start.
And it didn't automatically save it like it was supposed to, so I'm going to turn off VoiceOver temporarily.
App switcher, Safari, active. VoiceOver off. Safari, address, 20, skip, 14, help, address, 82%. Double tap to show controls, reload button, skip navigation, skip to main content, in page
link.
You heard
skip to main content, so that will allow me to jump past all the links at the top. Some pages, if they're well designed, will have the skip to, and it's very productive to use it if you are very familiar with the website. In most cases, if I know the website very well and that's available, I will skip directly to what I want.
Hello, Stephanie, heading level 1. Account details, heading level 2. Account 18,507.05321, right paren. Current balance $17.25. Pay bill, link.
Pay bill. I just
pay
double
bill,
tapped.
Link. Address 16%. Double tap to show controls. 34%. 84%. My account. SoCalGas. Reload. But skip navigation. Link. Skip navigation. Link. Skip to errors. Link. Skip to errors. Link.
So it's not skipping. So there's something. Before I loaded iOS 9.0.2, it was working. So there's a little disconnect, and that's going to probably happen for a lot of web pages for the first week or so of this new iOS until they catch up to whatever Apple has done for improvements in security. A lot of it was for security reasons and for the iCloud backup.
Your last payment was paid on 09/09/2015 for four. Pay bill, one-time payment, heading step 1 of 2, heading enter payment details, please enter the details below for your one-time payment, or set automatic monthly payment period, star required, payment amount, heading level account, payment amount, heading level 2, account 18,000, right paren, current balance, $17.20, payment details, heading star, bank account, star, star bank account, star bank account, 5 stars, 14,605, pop, add a bank account, link, total payment, dollar sign, total payment, 17.25, text field, star, payment date, star, colon, you may enter a date up to 3 months from today, star payment date, star, 10/03/2015, text
today.
Field, next, button.
And all I did was flick to the right, I did nothing more. I didn't double tap on anything, I just simply flicked to the right.
Next. Address, 18%. Double tap to show control, skip navigation. Step 2. Information, your last payment was pay bill. One, step 1 of enter, please enter the details below for your one-time pay, or automatic period, star, payment amount, account, 18,000, zip, right paren, current balance, 17, payment detail, star. Bank account, star, star bank, add a total payment, dollars on total payment, star, payment date, star, colon, please enter date, payment made, table, payment posts, to your account, month Friday before 4 p.m., payment posts, same day, after payment made, month weekends, holidays, payment posts, next business day, after 8 p.m., see below for details, star, in, you may enter a date up to 3 months from today, star payment date, star, please enter date as mm/dd/yi payment made payment posts to your account month Friday before 4 p.m. same day, after 8 p.m. 10/03/2015. Next, button.
I did next, so we might have a glitch
next
in the web account because I didn't want to pay the
address,
bill.
15%, speech off. Speech on. Review payment detail, pay bill, one-time payment, heading level, step 2, review payment, please review your payment detail, account, 18,500, right paren, current balance, $17, bank account, total pay, $17, payment date, 10/, edit payment details, link, cancel, submit, button.
Submit, so I've got to submit. It should have gone directly to this page. I'm going to double tap on the button for submit. I should
submit.
Get a confirmation number.
Address, 25%. Double skip navigation.
Question?
Yes. Yes.
Hi, I'm curious, when you got to the date field, had you wanted to change the date, was there an edit field where you could have changed the date, or how would you have done that?
I would have double tapped in the field to make the edit field active, and then a blinking cursor would appear. VoiceOver would have said something about edit field. I'll be filling out a form at some point where you'll be able to hear the edit field, or at least partially filling out a form.
Okay, thank you.
But it will VoiceOver will alert you that when you do double tap that the field is ready for editing. In most cases, when you're going from field to field, in some cases you can use the return key, or there's a prior or next above the keypad entry that will jump you from field to field. If not, you need to flick to the field and double tap. Otherwise, you end up typing in the same field you were just in.
You have to delete the date that's already there or not?
It depends on the web provider. Some of them will delete the entry automatically.
Okay.
And some of them require you to delete it. In most cases, an edit field will have a, you flick to the right and there will be a clear text button.
Okay, thank you.
And it looks like I've got my confirmation page up.
Southern California Gas Company, Asempra Energy Utility, image. Hi Stephanie, welcome to my account help center. Link, log out. Link, my account home. Link, view and pay my bill. Thank you, heading level 1.
Yeah, I hear the thank you. I can't read it. But I want to save this confirmation number just in case there's a dispute in the future. At 17-something, I don't think there will be. But you can take
question.
A screen. Let me finish this, and then I'll answer your question.
Okay, thank you.
You can take a screenshot by simply holding down your home key and your lock key at the same time until mm-hmm. you hear the shutter click. Okay, come on.
Yes, my question is, would this apply to all applications or just for Edison?
This is Southern California Gas Company, yes, and it's not doing a screenshot.
Okay.
So, but it should. That might be a glitch. Most of the, like Southern California Edison has a web page, an app that you can pay through. You can pay your bill for LADWP through the internet. Mm-hmm. And I'll show you some ways to expedite things that you do that are not don't have an app, but have a website.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go back to that home page. But first, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
How many of you use a screen reader to navigate the internet? Just clap. Okay. How many of you use a screen enlargement software to navigate the internet? Of those using screen enlargement, do you use the speech that comes with it? A few. Okay. So some of you may be familiar with quick navigation keys, such as H for headings, L for links, T for tables. That same holds true when they get it fixed with the Bluetooth keyboard. When I switched from iOS 8 to iOS 9, the quick navigation keys with a Bluetooth keyboard stopped working. So I'm hoping that in the near future, there is going to be another patch for iOS 9.0.2 to 9.0.3 in the near future. But I use a Bluetooth keyboard a lot of the times to navigate my phone, to operate the internet, and to do most everything. So my phone can sit on the desk or in a pocket. I want to talk a little bit about VoiceOver and the rotor.
Home. Dock. Settings. Settings. Double tap to open. Settings.
I'm going to go to General.
General. Button. Setting.
Accessibility.
Accessibility. Button. Accessibility. General. Vision. Heading. VoiceOver.
VoiceOver.
On. Button. Accessibility. Back button.
And I'm going to go down to the rotor.
Use pitch change. Rose 6 rotor. Button. VoiceOver. Back button.
The rotor gives us a list of things we can put in and take out of our rotor. That includes web elements like headings, links, and other items. If those items are in your rotor, you're able to navigate a web page by that element. So,
selected characters, reorder characters, selected words, reorder, selected lines, selected speech rate, volume, audio ducking, punctuation, sounds. Hints. Selected. Braille screen input. Selected. Containers. rows 11 to selected links. Selected headings, selected links, selected form controls, selected tables, lists, landmarks, visited links, non-visited links, selected buttons, text fields, search fields, in search fields.
Do any of these things sound familiar to you, screen readers? Okay, headings are the main areas of a web page, which will jump you kind of like from section to section of a newspaper, but think of it section to section of the web page. A link is one of those items that's generally blue and underlined for those who have vision. Your screen reader will usually read it as whatever the content is and then link. Those are like specific topics in which when you click on them or activate them, will take you to a new page. Think of the web as you follow a link, you're turning a page in a book. You also have things like tables. When you come across something that has content that has headings across the top, and oftentimes that's called a table. A table, if you know that the content, let's say you're going to your bank account and you want to look at the transactions that have been posted to your account, a lot of times that account information is listed in a table. Instead of reading through all of the stuff at the top, you may use jump by headings to get to a main section and then jump by tables to get to the table when you're on the internet. When you're in VoiceOver, you, if you know the table is there, you can simply turn it to tables. I'm going to go back to the SoCal Gas Company website, and I'm going to churn my rotor, but I'm going to do it slowly enough so that you can hear some input.
Home. Apps. Settings. Active. Safari. Active. Accessibility fold Safari view and pay my bill link.
So now I'm going to change my rotor.
Handwriting braille containers. Headings. Three headings.
Three headings. So that means if I use, the rotor can be activated by virtually turning a knob on your screen. You put two fingers down on your screen and rotate right or left. If you have difficulty using one hand, you can place one index finger near the top of your screen and the other index near the bottom of your screen and run them up the opposite direction of the screen till your fingers pass each other. I'll try and do this on my lap without dropping the phone.
E, selected, containers, braille screen input, landscape, home button to the portrait, headings, three headings.
Three headings. So now if I use my index finger or one finger to flick down,
success, heading level 1, image.
Success.
Thank you, heading level 1. Schedule payment summary, heading level 1.
And that was three headings. It's going to go bonk the next time.
Heading not found.
If I go up, it's going to go back through those headings.
Thank you, heading level 1. Success, heading level 1, image, heading not found.
And it said heading not found because I'm back up at the top.
Heading not found.
So this works for all of the different elements on a web page, which makes navigating a difficult page or a complex page much more simple. I'm going to see if I can get back to the home page of Edison.
Address, myaccount.socalgas.com. Address, myaccount.socalgas.com. Secure and validate a connection. Double tap to show control back button. Web page. Alert, are you sure you want to submit this form again? Cancel, submit, cancel button, cancel. Address, my heading not found. Address, reload, skip. Address, my account. SoCal, address, text field.
SoCalGas.com.
Go. Inserted SoCalGas.com. Order calibration gas. Order calibration. Calibration gas. Pay your SoCal gas bill. Make fast. Save time and pay. No register. SoCal gas. Heading level 3. My account. Heading level 3. Link. Your gas bill. Heading my account. Heading level 3. Link. SoCal gas. Heading level 3. This. Skip all of the header. In
so we're
page
back.
Link.
We're back on the SoCal gas webpage.
Username. Text field. Is
and
editing.
It put us in
insertion
the username.
Point at start.
Was there a question? Let's wait for the microphone so that we can get the people listening on the internet a chance to hear your question as well.
Also, if I may interrupt you quickly, those of you in the audience that want to ask a question, It helps us a lot to modulate and make sure that your sound and your voice doesn't come out distorted. Please keep the microphone about 2 inches from your mouth, 2 to 4 inches from your mouth, and it should pick you up, and your question will be clear, and we don't have to worry about cleaning up the audio later. So continue with your questions, and I will put in my 2 cents regarding Mac operation as soon as Stephanie tells me.
Okay, Stephanie, I'm sorry, I missed, when I bring up Safari, how do I initially type in the website that you're going to? That's what I missed.
I'll back up right now. It's a good spot to ask that question. I'll give you a little overview of how the screen is laid out and what the different parts do.
Okay.
We have at the top.
Address, sokolgas.com.
The address bar, which is at the top, right below your status bar. You can either type in, dictate in, a website or a search term. My search engine is set to Google. You can change that search engine to Yahoo or to Bing. I don't remember if there's any other choices. Under Settings, under Safari, under Search. So that's your address bar. In that address bar, on the far right...
Reload button.
Right now it says reload, which is a half circle kind of an arrow, which allows me to reload the web page if for some reason I know it's not reading right. If for some reason I started to follow a link I decided I didn't want to follow, in that upper right corner, excuse me, you're going to find a cancel button or an X, which will stop the loading of a website. Sometimes in that address bar, in the upper left corner, you'll find a reader button, and we'll encounter that on one of the pages I go to. On the bottom,
back button, double tap back button, double tap and hold to open history.
So double tap and across the bottom from left to right, the first one is back. Most of you are familiar with web browsers and they have a back button, or you use alt and left arrow to go back a page. By double tapping that, it will immediately take you back a page. This is where I used to use the two finger rub, which would take me back a page, but that doesn't work right now. So you have to go down and find that back button and double tap. That would take me back to my Google search. If I did a double tap hold.
Back button. Double tap and hold to open. History.
It brought up history where I've been.
Done button. Socialgas.com. Success one-time payment vertical line. Step two pay bill. One-time payment. Step one pay bill. One SCG. My account online. My account. Socalgas.com. Done button. Done. Skip all of the header.
So the back button acts as a history button as well.
Back forward dimmed button.
Forward is dimmed because I haven't moved anywhere forward.
Share button.
The share button has gotten a lot more features than it has in the past. I'm going to double tap.
Alert, skip all of the header in page length. Enable AirDrop sharing button.
Enable AirDrop sharing. Are any of you familiar with AirDrop? Clap. Okay, there's a few of you. AirDrop is a way to share content from phone to phone using a Bluetooth Wi-Fi type connection where you can send stuff to your contacts or to everybody. In this case, if I was to share this with Louie, we would both turn on AirDrop. His AirDrop address or name of his phone would show up. I would double tap. He would receive an alert on his phone, which would then allow him to either accept or decline my shared web page. If he accepts my shared web page, his phone will automatically go to the very same web page I'm at.
If I may also add, she can also share with my Mac. So
I haven't done that yet.
No, we haven't done that yet. But if you want to ask a question, it's great that you're asking questions, and wait until we put you on a microphone, because sometimes the people listening on the internet will hear something in the background and will get frustrated trying to figure out what the heck are they talking about. So if you could wait, it'll make it easier for all of us. But a lot of what Stephanie is showing you, we can replicate on a Mac. Remember that we have a touchpad on a Mac, and the gestures you use with iOS devices, whether it be the iPad, iTouch, or the iPhone, you can use to navigate using the Mac.
I have a question.
Yes.
I was wondering, when you use Safari, whenever I use it, the dictate option is never there. So is that only available on the Bluetooth keyboard, or is the dictate button in the usual spot? Like in Safari, when I go to dictate an address, the dictate button is never there.
On your phone?
Yeah, on my iPhone.
Okay. What that means is your Siri is not set up correctly, or when you first did the first attempt to dictate, an alert came up asking you, do you want to allow this app, whatever the app may be, in this case Safari, to use the microphone? And if you said no, then the dictate button will not show up.
Screen dimmed.
Okay, thanks.
And you'll probably have to go to privacy and go to Safari and go, I believe it's then to tell it that you want it to use the microphone. Another question, let the mic come to you.
Screen locked.
What tips would you recommend to improve battery life on an iPhone?
The difference between
A heavy user versus a light user, I suppose.
I'm not understanding that.
Can you, okay, ask the question one more time?
So what tips would you give to improve battery life on the iPhone?
Battery life on the iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay. It varies a lot on many things. For me, I get extremely high battery life. I can go a whole day, and I'm always working on my phone if I'm on the road. Part of the reason is I turn on the screen curtain. What that does, it turns off the lights, and it doesn't power up the screen. The overlay sensor is active. I can do all the gestures and things, but my screen is completely black.
To a point, Louis, you do need to turn down the screen brightness. There is some light coming through.
Okay. I didn't know that.
The more you turn down the brightness and using screen curtain, you're going to reserve battery. Now on the new iOS 9, in settings under battery, there's a battery mode, which if you go there, it's going to describe the things that it disables or turns off so that you can save battery. It will automatically prompt you if you want to use battery saving mode at 20% battery and at 10% battery. That's a new feature.
Why?
Unlock.
When I use the Safari, sometimes when I have JavaScript enabled, like the whole certain web pages take forever to load. Do you know what the result of that is? Is like sometimes it's like takes forever to load sometimes.
The loading of packets of data can depend on whether you're using Wi-Fi, whether you're using 3G, whether you're using LTE. The speed may vary depending on the traffic if you're using Wi-Fi or on the cellular site that you're using. Is that not correct, Louis?
Yeah, sometimes even on Wi-Fi it may stop loading, but like not stop, but sometimes it would like stay on a certain percentage. Like for example, 10%, it'll stay that way. And
sometimes when a site won't load, I will stop it. Like I told you, the upper right-hand corner where the X is, I will stop it, and I will try and reload. And sometimes that will kick out whatever the problem was. Sometimes if I still get no response, I will close Safari and reopen it. And because
Cancel
Safari remembers
button.
Where you left off, it will reload that page automatically.
Do you think that deleting the data itself, like the cookies and temporary files and stuff like that, will help it more?
Louis, do you have an answer for that?
I'm sorry, I was
He's wondering if a page loads slowly, if enabling cookies and stuff like that will be a plus.
No, like if you delete temporary files and cookies, will that make it easier to load?
Yes, it would make it easier because it doesn't have to go out and chase and verify and validate things. Cookies have a purpose. Sometimes too many cookies will create problems. Other times, it'll be a quick load because it already knows what to do and where to go. Oh. We can get very technical with this, but let's try and keep it as...
I'd like to continue with the
user interactive as possible so that everybody can get something out of it. And you and I can talk offline, and I can show you how to set up your Safari on your Mac or on your iPhone to make it primarily on your Mac. Stephanie's the boss on the iOS devices, but on the Mac, I can show you how to customize it to make it more expedient.
Thanks a lot.
So on the share section, we had AirDrop. The next item most of you are familiar
message
with.
Message button.
Messages.
Draggable. Double tap and
most
hold.
Most of you, I'm
wait
sure, text
for the
message.
Sound, then mail button. Draggable.
Mail. This
double
will send a
hold
link to this web page, as messages will. They will both send a link out to the person you're sending it to, whether it's a text message or an email.
Reminders button.
Reminders is new. If you're on a website, let's say I was on the Pay My Bill site and I didn't want to pay it right now. I can
cancel
come
button
to share and double tap on remind me, and it would remind me later that I want to go back to this web page.
Cancel button. Reminder. Notes button.
Notes.
Draggable.
I can copy this
double tap and hold
web page link to my notes app for future reference.
Save PDF to iBooks button. Draggable. Save PDF to iBooks button. Draggable.
iBooks.
Double tap and hold.
You can save a web page as a PDF document in iBooks. That's new. I do it. I just moved to Long Beach. I'm not familiar with the bus system. So a lot of the buses, all their routes, I have went to the site and gone and saved it to iBooks so that when I'm at the bus stop, I can go look up the bus number I want and find out when it's supposed to be there, since it's not in iNext bus.
More button. More button. Add to favorites button.
Now,
draggable.
What's also new is add to favorites or add to bookmarks. In iOS 6 and lower, we always added everything to a bookmark. In iOS 7 and 8, it automatically get added to your favorites folder. And you ask, what is the difference between a bookmark and a favorite? A bookmark is just a list. It doesn't have any other reference. We can go into the bookmark section, which I'll go to. And in that bookmarks section is a favorites. If I go to a blank website, when you saw me have a blank page up, there was a bunch of little icons. Those little icons represent my favorites that I've saved. So that you can go directly to a favorite, double tap on it, and it will bring up that web page. And I'll show that in a moment.
Add bookmark button. Add to reading list button. Draggable.
Add to reading list.
Double tap and hold.
The reading list is a place where you can save a web page. Let's say you're taking an online class. You have limited data, and you have to ride the bus for an hour to get to school. So that morning or the night before, you go to the website that you need to visit, and you go to the page, and maybe it's a long page, or maybe there's multiple links. Let's take the long page first. You would go to share, go to add to reading list, double tap on that, and it'll take you back to your web page. If this web page had other links that you needed to follow, that you needed to read for your content, I would double tap on the link and do the same thing till I got everything done. Then when I'm on the bus and I don't want to use my data, and I have data turned off in Safari under cellular, I would then be able to open up, go to bookmarks, which I'll show you, and go to the reading list and bring up all the pages I downloaded, so to speak, or saved, and read them on the bus or on the access vehicle in that hour's time that I'm traveling. So I'm not wasting time and I'm not using data.
Add to home screen button.
Add
draggable
to home screen. This was what
double
I was talking
tap and
about.
Hold.
If you have a web page that you go to regularly, like a bill or sports scores or something that you don't want to have to look up, you don't want to have to go into favorites, I can simply
cap A alpha. Add to home screen button. Add to home text field. Text field is editing character mode. SoCalGas SoCalGas homepage, insertion point at end.
So that's what it's going to be called, SoCalGas homepage.
Question. Clear text, but http://www.socalgas.com/dimmed.
That's the website, and that's fine.
An icon will be added to your home screen so you can quickly access this website. Clear text feed, add button.
Stephanie, can you repeat add the keystrokes button you used for that to go to the home page and add?
Yes, I'll go back. I'll cancel out.
Cancel button. Cancel.
Skip. So here I am on the SoCalGas homepage, and I want to add it to my home page and put it in my bills folder so that I have access to it whenever I need it. So I'm going to go down to the bottom.
Back button, forward, dimmed, share button.
I go to the share button, which is just above your home button.
Alert, skip all of the header in page length. Skip all of the header in
I do a two-finger double tap to shut him up. I'm going to go up from the home screen, the home button.
Cancel, but add bookmark button, add to reading list button, add to home screen button.
Add draggable the home screen button. I'm going to double tap.
And hold.
Double tap. And it also said,
add to home screen button, draggable. Double tap and hold, wait for the sound, then drag to rearrange.
That's telling you how to rearrange all these items. I just want to activate it, so I'm going to double tap.
Cap, add to home screen. Add selected text field is editing, character mode, SoCalGas, SoCalGas.
And so it gives me the name of the website, name of the web page. The next item I flick to is the web address. I know they're both okay, so I'm not going to worry about changing them. I'm going to go up to the upper right-hand corner.
Add button.
Come on.
Add button. Home.
So now
mail.
I'm back on the web page, but I'm going to hit my home key and go back to the home screen and
double
show
tap
you.
To SoCalGas homepage.
It's right
double
there
tap
on my home
open
screen. So now if I close that web page,
App Switcher, closing Safari, settings, closing settings, home.
All of my pages are closed. If I double tap on the home page.
SoCalGas home. SoCalGas. Safari, address. Skip all of the header in page length. Username, text field is editing.
And there we are. We landed back at the SoCalGas home page. I don't have to search. I don't have to do favorites. I don't have to do anything. I just double tap on the icon. I'm going to turn my rotor to links, and I'm going to find the links near the bottom on residential, I think.
Handwriting, low words, speech rate, braille screen input, portrait, headings, 10 headings.
10 headings.
Text selection.
Swipe
text right
selection
to expand
we'll talk
selection
about that if
swipe
need
left
be
to typing mode. Edit. Language. Characters. Handwriting. Words. Speech rate. Braille screen input. Portrait. Headings.
I guess I'm going to have to
ten
do headings because it didn't come up with links.
Help center. Heading level 2. Link. More information. Heading level 2. Service for home. Heading level 3.
Service for
table
home.
Start.
Now there should be links.
Handwriting. Lowercase links. Form control. Links.
Links.
69 links.
69 links.
Start service online. Visited. Link. Move service online. Link. More time to pay your bill. Visited. Link. Rebates. Link. More time. Rebates. Link. Check your appliances. Visited. Link. Create an online account. Link. Save energy and money. Visited. Link. Information buy and save energy and money. Visited. Create an online. Check your appliance. Rebates. Link. More time to pay your bill. Move service online. Link.
Okay, that wasn't the one I'm looking for, so I'm going to go back to headings.
Handwriting. Lower form. Tables. Buttons. Text selection. Edit. Rows. Language. Characters. Words. Lines. Speech rate. Braille screen input. Containers. Headings. Service for business. Head clean energy solutions. Heading level 3. Serving communities. Heading level 3. Gas safety. Link. The energy of community. Link. About us. Link. Newsroom, link, careers, link, period. Our site, head, help center, rates and red, site map, link, accessibility, ours, by clicking the link, accessibility, terms and conditions, link, accessibility, visited, link,
accessibility. I'm going to accessibility.
Feedback tab, reader available.
Now, you heard it say reader available. This isn't a very cluttered page, but But if you've ever been to the LA Times, you see lots of social media links, you see lots of advertisements, there's lots of pictures. If you are using both VoiceOver and your eyes to look at some of the stuff or trying to follow along, it can be very cluttered. Also, the reading can become very cluttered. I'm going to activate that reading option in the upper left corner of the address bar.
Reader button. Selected. Accessibility Center. Heading level 1. Southern California Gas Company. Accessibility Center. Heading level 1.
Some pages offer a font size where you can increase or decrease the font size. If you're using enlarged font, it many times the reader comes up in your selected font size. So I'm going to do a flick down just so you can, two-finger flick down just so you can hear the information that's available from Southern California Gas under accessibility.
Accessibility Center, Southern California Gas Company, SoCal Gas Registered Sign has an ongoing commitment to understand and serve the needs of our customers. If you tell SoCal Gas that you have a disability or are a senior citizen, age 62 and over, we will note that information, which will help us to serve you better. TDD/DTY phone numbers. Our phone number for TDD/DTY users is 1-800-252-0259. Link. Period. Requesting Braille appliance markings. Technicians can mark the control knobs on gas ovens for the visually impaired. They use adhesive rail dots to mark the dial in 100-degree increments. To request the service, call 1-877-238-0092. Link. Requesting a Braille bill. Residential customers may request a Braille bill by calling 1-877-238-0092. Link. Or by sending an email to customerservice@socalgas.com. Link. Please include the name on the account, address, and contact phone number in the email. My account accessibility. We are working with the Center for Accessible Technology, 4AT, to produce web pages that meet WCAG 2.0EA priority, the international standard for web content. My account web pages with the accessibility logo have met WCAG 2.0EA priority and have been audited by 4AT. Learn more about my account accessibility. Link. Requesting accessible documents. Customers who may be experiencing problems accessing the contents of a PDF document may request assistance by sending an email to webmaster@socalgas.com. Link. SoCal Gas will provide a reasonable alternative that conveys the information. Paying your bill, find handicap accessible payment offices. Link. Additional help and information site map for SoCalGas.com. Link. Need customer service for other issues? Please visit our SoCal Gas Help Center. Link. For more assistance. Bullet. If you have comments or feedback on the accessibility of SoCalGas.com, email webmaster@SoCalGas.com. Link. Updated 7/2013.
So you hear there's a lot of services SoCal Gas is offering the disabled, especially the visually impaired when it comes to bills and access to PDFs. And there was that webmaster address I was telling you about that's available to you if you have any concerns about the website or the mobile app. And you noticed that as it read through, you heard it say link. Under my setup in settings under Safari, I told it that I want it to say the word link so that when I'm reading through something, I actually know that there are links and I can identify what the links are labeled. I did a two-finger rub, which took me out of the reader and back to the page that we were just on.
Southern California Gas Comp, TDD/DTY phone numbers, heading, handwriting, lowercase, headings, 14 headings, previous dot page dot accessibility, terms and newsroom, about us, link. More time to pay your bill, visited, link. More feedback tab, click here to submit bill assistance, heading level 1.
And now I'm going to follow one of
feedback
the pages
tab,
to show you
click
about
here
forms.
To submit feedback.
I think it's on this page.
Skip all of the header. Don't worry, help is available. SoCal Gas offers many assistance programs for customers with financial difficulties. California Alternate Rates for Energy Care Program, heading level 3. You may qualify for Energy Savings Assistance Program, No-Cost Energy Save, Middle Income Direct Install Program, MIDI, heading level 3. Middle Income Direct Install Program, MIDI, Low Income Home Energy Assistance, LEHE, heading level 3, link.
Do you want to do something on the Mac for a little bit, Louis?
Basically, two things I want to tell you about the Mac. How many of you are using Macs today? I am in trouble. No, actually, no. I am using Macs, and for those of you that wonder, should I or should I not, it's
SoCal
a choice
Gas. SoCal Gas
that
homepage.
You can make. I don't tell people what to use. You use what works for you. The gas company has got programs that will help you. And those same programs will work if you're using Mac, you're using Windows, or on the mobile devices. Stephanie's going to show you how to get to that website, how to go to pay your bill online using the website. The mobile app is going undergoing a traumatic upgrade. And traumatic because it was working fine, and Stephanie said it's a mess. So, okay, how many of you are familiar, use your computer with gestures?
Excuse me, I have a question.
Oh, good. Cool. The very same gestures you use with your iPhone work with your Mac. You can go
yes,
on the web.
I have a question, please, and yep. I hope it will relate. I think it might. I thought of it when you were initially in the date field of your Southern Cal Gas update or on website. Sometimes I have trouble. There are certain pop-up buttons. There's a pop-up in Facebook. I see it at the beginning of the page, and I can't get it to work for anything. I mean, it says there's a pop-up there, so I have to believe it. This is on my iPhone, and I am still in iOS 8.4. But are there anything you can tell me about dealing with pop-ups when they don't want to work?
That's a question for Stephanie. And Stephanie, did you run away? Okay, Stephanie just stepped out temporarily, but I'll let her answer that question. But you should be able to get around it. One of the things that we want to do, part of the reason why we have this workshop today is not only to show you how you can do things with Mac or iOS, but also to get feedback from those of you who have to pay your bills online and you may have a problem. It is not fair that you're having problems and we don't know about it. And sometimes I discover with several clients who are just as capable as all of us, sometimes we miss a step or two. And so most of the time it has been a problem with the website, and I bring it to the attention of the development team so that they can work on it. Otherwise, if it's an accessibility issue, I will go try and replicate the problem and then tell the person how to fix it. And for those of you that live in the areas that SoCal Gas serves, and we cover over 12 counties in Southern California, we go up to Fresno and out to parts of Riverside, Imperial County, and out to Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo area, and down to San Diego, parts of San Diego, because San Diego Gas takes care of their people. So if you have any questions or any comments or concerns regarding the accessibility of the website, you can call me at the office and leave me a number. I'll give you my number right now for those of you that are in the Southern California service area. It's 213-244-4315. 213-244-4315. Okay, now. Okay, Stephanie's back. Stephanie, ma'am, can you repeat your question?
I had a question as I walked in. It might be the same lady who was asking about the picker. Sometimes when she's on a website or in an app, and the picker is not responding.
Saturday, October 2:33 p.m.
And explain is that
SoCal
the picker
Gas.
Always shows up at the bottom of the screen or the bottom third of the screen. If your picker is not responding, touch in the bottom third of your screen. You should hear some kind of feedback referring to the picker. At that point, you can then flick up or down to activate the picker. Those of you who use the barred Bard mobile app to get books. And you go into the Get Books section and to the Browse Bard section. I will let you know that there is a known bug with the picker inside the mobile app web page itself. So it's a web page within the mobile app. When you try and activate the picker, you get one flick and then it jumps you out of the picker. So you have to constantly go back, touch the picker, flick it. Now, there's 104 items, I think, in that picker. So in that case, what I often do, if I have users who use that portion of the site a lot, we will go and bookmark the Bard website in Safari, because the picker works properly in Safari. It's the very same web page, operates the very same way as it does in the app.
Screen dimmed.
And that way, they can go through, especially let's say they're after Westerns, and they might be at number 100. So they can flick, flick, flick without having to go flick, touch, flick, touch, flick, touch. But in general, the answer to your question is touch the picker, and now you'll be able to flick up or down to move that drum. I call it a drum because it's like
a
rotating drum that as you push up, it rolls forward. When you push down, it rolls downward. And I hope that answers your question. And I'm going to try and go back to Safari here.
Unlock.
And go back to describing the keys at the bottom. We had gotten through share.
Calottery. Dock. Safari. Double tap to open. Share. Show bookmarks button.
Show bookmarks. So share, I call share the, I want to share something, print something, save something kind of button. And bookmarks is I want to go somewhere or read something.
Red show bookmarks button. Safari, history, bookmarks, back button, bookmarks, heading.
So you heard it say bookmarks, heading. I'm going to flick to the right.
Done, button, selected, bookmarks, button.
Bookmarks
one of three.
Is the first
selected,
of
bookmarks.
Three tabs.
Reading list, button, two
reading
of three.
List is a tab. That's where all of the things that you save in your reading list will go.
Social links, button, three
social
of three.
Links, I hate to tell you, I'm not a social person. I don't use Facebook. I have an account, but I don't use it. I have Twitter. I've tweeted 4 times in 10 years. So I am not the social person, but I suspect that anything social is going to show up in this list.
Reading, selected, bookmarks.
Back to bookmarks. I have...
Favorites button.
There's that favorites button. That's a favorites folder that Apple has created for you that you can save items in.
History button.
History. Just like your computer collects history, so does your phone. I'm going to double tap on my history.
Bookmarks. Back button. This afternoon. Search history. Search field. Search history. This afternoon. Heading. SoCalGas. Billicent. SoCalGas. Accessibility. SoCalGas. SoCalGas homepage. SoCalGas.com. Success one-time payment. Step 2 pay bill. Step 1 pay. SCG. My account. Rose 10 to Rose 15 to 21 of SoCalGas. Teen driver in fiery crash that killed Rose 20 to SoCalGas. Rebate. Rose 25 to 32 of 300. Rose 20. Rose 31 to 37 of 305. SoCalGas. The mountain artware. The mountain and the mountain. Adult t-shirts vertical. The mountain. Friday afternoon. Heading.
Friday afternoon. So there you go. You got something from Friday. But it keeps going through and it will keep stuff. I can delete one specific item.
Friday afternoon, heading, 2015 Annual Conference and Convention Program.
I want to keep that one still.
Slash Friday morning, heading, http://upradio.org/site/default/.
So I want to delete this. I can flick up.
Delete.
And double tap.
Delete. Activate item, delete. Friday morning, http://up/delete.
There, it disappeared. But I can clear all of my history.
Clear button. ACB rate clear button. Clear button. Radios shop.
So Strom clear is in the lower right hand corner. If I double tap this, all of my history, everything I've done, will be gone.
Cap Strata 7 with clear button. Clear button. Clear button.
For some reason, my phone is not liking my double tap today.
Clear alert. Cookies and website
now.
Data will be cleared from this iPhone. Hit cookies and website data will be cleared from this iPhone. History will be cleared from all iCloud devices. Clear from.
So it told you what it's going to clear. Now it's going to ask you how much of it do you want to clear.
The last hour button.
The last hour.
Today button. Today and yesterday button. All time button.
So I have a choice. In my case, I'm going to say everything. Even though I said I'll save the other, I have access to it. I know what it is.
All time, history, clear, dimmed,
button. Everything's gone. Just like your computer, you can clear all of your history. I can clear one item, I can clear sections, or I can clear everything. In this case, I cleared everything. I'm going to give a side note here that if for some reason you've gone to some website and all of a sudden now when you open your Safari, you get this message saying, call XXX number to reactivate Safari. Your web browser has been infected. It will cost you X dollars to get it fixed. And what that is it's actually a scam where they have sent something through and basically locked up your Safari. If you go into settings to Safari, so I'll go to where
Home.
I'm talking about.
Settings. Double. Settings. Select notification. Rows 8. Private iCloud app and iTunes. Wallet and Apple Pay. Button. Mail. Notes. Remind. Phone. Messages. FaceTime. Maps. Compass. Safari. Button. Set. Search engine. Search engine. Safari suggestions. Quick website search. Preload top hit. About search and private. General. Passwords. But autofill. Button. Frequently visited sites. Favorites. Favorite. Open links. In new tab. But block pop-ups. On. Privacy and security. Do not track. Off. Block cookies. Allow from web. Fraudulent website warning. On. About Safari and privacy. Clear history and website data. Button.
Clear history and website data. You would come to that link. You would double tap it. It's going to ask you, are you sure? When you clear all of that, that fraud that has infiltrated itself into your iPhone or iOS device will be cleared and you should be able to use Safari with no problem. The only hitch is if you had saved passwords or usernames, those will be gone too. All of your history will be gone. Everything will be gone and you'll be starting fresh with Safari. Okay? But I wanted to let you know that that's a way out and that there is a fraud. If you've tried, I had a student who came to us with that problem, and we called the number that claimed to be Apple, and obviously it wasn't. We had no advertisements from Apple. If you called Apple, you'd have advertisements on the phone. And the first thing that came to mind, when he answered the phone, it was a gentleman speaking with a very heavy Indian accent with a English name. So that's a clue that this is not Apple.
Just so that you know, on the Mac,
active.
When you have a situation like that with Safari, if you were to go and bring up your menu bar and you go to Safari, right below preferences, it asks you if you want to clear history and web history. Which is history would be probably all of the places you've been, and then there's the any web settings and information in case you go make changes. Like I'm always experimenting with new software that Apple sends me or things that I want to see how they work, and I end up screwing up Safari. So I just go and wipe out those files, close Safari, reopen it, and I'm back in business using it as it was intended by Apple. So
basically, that's the very same thing, but just on the Mac. Now, in this area, you heard a few things that I've already talked about.
2:42 p.m. Stat. Rows 1 to 9 of 17 notifications.
Go away, notifications.
Selected. Safari. Search engine. Google. Button.
Search engine's Google. I could change my search engine if Google is not what you want. I think by default, they load Bing now.
Search engine suggestions. On. Safari suggestions. On. Quick website search. On. Preload top hit. On. About search and general, head, passwords, button.
Passwords button. Here's where you can tell it, always save passwords, ask me to save passwords, so you have some choices. Some places I've saved my passwords, others I haven't. For instance, I've saved my password with the Bard website because I don't think anybody's going to want to go and get my Bard books because I'll have no way to play them. So I'm going to go back to Safari so we can go to that, finish the bookmark button.
At Safari, active.
So we're back at history. I'm going to go back a level by doing my two-finger rub.
Bookmarks, heading, favorites, button, history, button, inbox, Outlook web app, light version, type in Braille tutorial, ACVision, CAP, actions available.
So
History.
Those are what you're hearing on the websites after history are things that are in the bookmarks section. If I go to favorites.
Favorites, button, bookmarks, Apple. American Council of the Blind, audio newspaper service vertical line NFB.
So you heard some of the other websites that are set in favorites. One was my Newsline account or setting up a Newsline account because I do that quite frequently. I'm going to get out of bookmarks.
Done, button.
Done in the upper right corner.
Low-income home pages, button, show bookmarks, pages, button.
And I'm going to go to pages, which is the farthest right. I'm going to double tap.
Pages, done.
And it's going to show you some of my open pages.
SoCal Gas, bill assistance, button.
SoCal Gas,
available.
Bill assistance.
The Mountain Artware, button.
If I flick
actions
up.
Available, close tab.
It said close tab. If I double tap.
Closing the Mount SoCal Gas, bill assistance, button.
If I double tap here, it's going to close the SoCal Gas page as well. I don't have to flick up again.
2015 Annual Conference and Convention Program, button. Activate item, close tab. Closing 2000 Apple Accessibility Phone, Google Search, button.
So you see, I've closed. Now, along the bottom of this page.
Private, button.
Private. Private browsing doesn't leave any cookies, doesn't leave any history. And the top of your web buttons will be, instead of having a white background, should have a gray background. I haven't tried it since 9.02 is on. And basically, if you're trying to surf somewhere and don't want cookies to be put on your phone or don't want a list of history, you can use private browsing. However, there are some websites that require you to not be in private browsing in order to use them. So beware of that. The next item.
New page button.
New page. I'm going to bring up a new page so that you can see what I'm talking about with favorites.
Full accessibility address. Search or enter website name.
There's the
double
address
tap
bar.
To show Apple button.
Apple, which was
double
the top
tap and hold
item
Apple
in my
button.
Favorites list.
American audio newspaper. American Council of the Blind.
American
button.
Council of the Blind. That was the next item.
Audio newspaper service vertical line NFB button.
So you're seeing
Newsline self application button.
Items that
double
I've saved in
hold.
Favorites. I can get directly to them. If I want to go to Newsline self application, I just simply double tap.
Address 10%. Safari cannot open the page because it could not establish a secure connection to the server.
Okay, so it's telling me I can't, but you can see that it did go try to go to that website. So I'm going to go back to.
Back dimmed, but back dimmed. Address, inference line. Address, text field is edited. NLS reference directory, library, NLS barred button.
NLS barred,
double
tap.
And hold, then NLS barred. Barred mobile, Library of Congress, 4 stars, installed.
And it's asking me if I want to install this app.
Open, button.
And then I flick right and it says open because I have the app on my phone. Anytime you come across an app, a web page that has an app, it's going to ask you if you want to open that app. In some cases, some apps will automatically open themselves, and a good example of that one is Wayfair, which is a store type, a discount store type front. You go to a link that takes you to a Wayfair page, then the page will turn around and open the app. In this case, it asked me if I wanted to open the app. I can dismiss that.
Barred mobile, close app download offer button.
Close download app offer.
Close app download offer.
And now I have the opening screen for Barred. And on this screen, I'm going to go to buttons, maybe. Now it's not going to talk
Bear
to me.
Button, speech rate, container, headings, links, form controls.
Okay. Whoa, not talking.
Email address, SLROO.
Okay, so there's my address.
Tech.
Oh, it's the connection here. Hang on. Yeah, the connection's not talking. I have lost my audio.
Text field. Double tap to edit.
Let's see if I can get it to.
Email address, slroo13@gmail.com. Tech password, 12 characters. Login button.
Login.
You're not plugged in?
No, because it stopped talking.
Web page loaded. Brunel Institute Library Services. Image.
I'll try again, but when I plugged in, it went silent.
A list of the...
It's silent. Our connector is not.
Pop up button. Double tap to activate.
Hang on, our audio people are here trying to fix the problem.
A list of the most downloaded book. Enter any search term. Search the collection, heading level 3.
It's now working.
Yeah, it just has to be super.
That's why I put it, tucked it into my.
Right there. Let's see.
Browse by book title, select
okay.
Letter, pop up button.
So far, we're.
Double tap
let's
to
hope
activate
it stays
the picker.
This way. For the lady who wanted to see the example of a picker, I'm going to go down to. Browse by subject.
Handwriting. Form controls. Go button. 8. Browse by subject. Select a subject. Pop-up button.
There it is. I'm going to double
tap. To activate the pick. Browse by subject. Select a subject. Pop-up button.
For those
button.
Who can see, the lower third of my screen popped up with a gray area.
Select a subject. Picker item. Adjustable.
I touched.
Swipe up
it,
or down with one finger to adjust the value.
And it gave us the prompt. That it's a picker, and that we use one finger to swipe up or down to select an item.
Adventure. Animals and wildlife. Arabic. Arts. Astronomy and astronaut bestsellers. Biography.
And all I did was flick up, and if I want that item, I'm going to double tap.
Biography. Picker item. Adjustable.
And above the picker, because we have form controls, we have...
Back button. Forward button.
I'm going to use the forward button.
Magazines by title, select
the magazine.
And it took
me to magazines. That's
button.
Not what I wanted, so I'm going to say
done. Done. Button. Done. Magazine. Listed alpha. Hyphen. Space. Magazines by type. Handwriting. Low. Character. Language. Edit. Text selection. Buttons. Tables. Zip buttons. Go. Button. 14 buttons. Go. Barred books sorted by reader available. Go. Button. Page 1, Bard Mobile, Library of Congress, Close App Reload button, a 1,000-mile Bard Mobile, Close App Download off, Go, displaying items 1 through 250 of 3,144.
So there was quite a few items under that subject area. That was just an example of how to use a picker. At this point, I'd like to ask if there are any questions about any of the buttons or controls that we have accessed thus far. Somebody had a question. Hang on, there's a couple people. Let the mic come to you. Once you get the mic, please hold it 2 to 3 inches from your mouth and request your question.
Do you need to double tap in a particular place when you do the picker and select the item, like you just demonstrated?
When I was using the picker, I flicked up or down to locate the item of interest. Once I landed on the item of interest, I did a double tap. In most forms, I say most, when you go to next, it will take you to the next item. So if you were filling out, let's say, something that included an address and your picker was your state, and you went to next, it should take you to zip. In this case, the Bard website bounced me out and took me over to magazines. Does that help? Hang on.
I don't hear you.
Okay, so you flicked the finger and got to the item.
Correct.
And then when you double tap, do you need to double tap in a particular place on the screen? Or
no,
does
anywhere on the screen.
Okay, that answered. Thank you.
My phone is just being picky today. Another question? I think there was somebody else who had a question.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm following everything you're doing on the bottom of the page. Thank you. The thing I still can't get to is when I type in a website and I get a clear button and a clear text and then a Google search, and I'm able to get to sites with the Google search, but how do I directly type in a URL I mean, I've typed it in, but then what do I click on to?
Okay. Give me a website you want to go to.
What's that?
Give me a website you want to go to.
Okay. Well, I just went to BillSparks.org, not that that's something you're doing, just to try a totally different website. Everything
okay.
else.
I'm going to put in LATimes.com.
Okay.
Okay. If my speech comes back, I think I might have lost it again. Yes, I have lost my sound.
Address, tech, dead, case. Point to end. Address, text field, is editing, insertion point at start. LLAARTTUIIAM. MRROES. Period. Period. Alternative characters hidden.
Come on. I can't tell because I can't hear it and I can't see it.
Address. Text field. Is editing. L8. Insertion point between, delete, period, address, clear text, but, clear text, LLAATTIIMMEESS, period, space, period,
come on.
Period, alternative, period, M, delete, M, C, C, K, I, E, O, K, K, M, M, go.
Now, the Go button is located in the lower right-hand corner. Your return key turns into a Go key.
Reader available.
And I double-tapped it, and
slash,
it did
link,
a Google search,
search
because
landmark.
I didn't get the .com incorrect.
Slash. Showing results for handwriting, words, lines, speech rate, braille screen containers, headings, Los Angeles Times, heading level 3.
And had I typed
50
in .com
nation,
correctly,
link,
it would have gone directly
landmark.
To latimes.com. So what I did was I typed in latimes.com, and when I was finished typing, the lower right-hand corner, your what would normally be your return key turns into your go key. You double-tap that, and it will take you right to your URL. And I think it's... Any other questions? Okay.
Go to the next section.
At that, I'm going to give Louis a chance to talk about the Mac as it's almost 3 o'clock.
Okay.
To school.
Oh, hang on. Not so fast. Not so fast. She's going to be doing more with the Mac. I behaved and they cut me off. Can you believe that? Okay. So I'm just going to briefly go because a lot of you already have experience with Macs. So, and unless you have any specific questions, I'm just going to go over basically what Stephanie talked about. You guys are familiar with the, yes.
You might start by showing them how they can use their iPhone or iOS gestures on the Mac. Which is a starting point.
Oh, yes. Okay. Do we have a way of connecting audio into the Mac?
He's trying to fix the audio right now.
Okay. All right.
That was my problem. But
so,
we also need to switch you the video to you.
Let me try something here.
Do you want the HDMI or do you want to?
No, I need the other kind.
You are currently
yes.
on the text field inside of a list.
When
to enter
computer,
text in this field.
When your computer has HDMI, this one does not. This is an orphan computer. Let's see what we got here.
You're on. You're visual.
I am?
You're visual.
Misspelled. Herrera. Finder. Desktop. Patriot. Folder.
Now, I'm going to use.
Hang on, Louis. I'm going
to. You are currently on a folder. Menu, 7 items. Dictation IM. System dialog.
Oh, look at that.
Do you want to enable dictation?
Wow, how scientific can we get?
Entering Finder desktop.
Okay, all right.
Patriot folder.
I'm not going to use the keyboard. I'm just going to use...
You are currently on a folder.
Shh. Don't talk back. Yes, I have a friendly relation with my computer. But anyway, one of the good things I like about the Mac, and a lot of the colleagues that I have that use Macs, is that they can work. Let me do something better so that the system doesn't block the view. Okay. Is this better?
You're out of the way.
Okay, good. I'm out of the way finally. Okay. One of the things that I like about Mac is that those people who are wanting to go to a consistent, uniform way of doing things can use the Mac to do everything. There are gestures. We tap just as much. Your single gestures, double gestures. I mean, single finger, double finger, three finger gestures like you do with your mobile devices. So I am at the desktop. I am going to double tap with two fingers on the bottom, and let me see if it takes me to the dock.
Menu, seven items. Closing menu, seven items.
Ah, okay. So how do I turn gestures on your Mac? Well, there are two things that you can do. When your computer comes on, you can either set it up so gestures are enabled from your initial configuration, or you can turn them on or off. I sometimes leave them on just to confuse my coworkers because they want to come and use my Mac. Other times, I have a note that tells them, hold down the Control and the Option key and take your fingers slightly apart, touch the screen, the touchpad.
Entering menu.
Turn the...
Entering desktop.
Turn the rotor.
Trackpad commander on.
Trackpad commander on. So.
Entering system UI. Closing menu. Patriot folder. Dock. Dock. Safari 4 of 24.
I am a Safari. And I'm going to swipe to the right.
Launchpad. Contacts. Notes. Maps.
I'm going to go back.
Notes. Launchpad 0. Safari 4 of 20. Calendar 9 new. Mail 2 of 24. Press mail.
And I double tap.
2 of 24.
And
mail,
voila,
inbox,
look at that.
Exchange, 429 messages, window, messages, table.
Lots of
Heckle,
work.
Sue FW, lost ID badge Lewis Herrera 9/30/15. I issued a replacement for your lost badge number.
Nosy computer told you that what I did is when I got off the red line, I accidentally dropped my badge. So, and at the gas company, you cannot function without a badge because if you need to go to the bathroom, that badge is important to get in and out of the door. So, yes, remember, we got gas, and we got to go, so, no. So I now have gotten into email. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to come up here.
104th menu bar, Apple.
Now, somebody told me that you cannot close an application without...
You are currently
using
on menu bar item. To open this menu, press Control,
the keyboard,
Options,
and
Space.
This is not true. You can do that. And I'm going to swipe to the right.
Mail. Closing menu. Messages. Table. Messages. Table.
Stop it.
Hegel. Sue FW. Lost ID badge. Lewis Herrera. Messages. Entering. Messages. Table. Stop interrupt. Menu bar. Apple.
Okay.
We are currently on a menu bar item.
Those of
to
you,
open this menu, press Control up.
Stop. Sometimes he talks too much. One thing I learned about the computer is I got to say, yes, dear. And she stops. Anyway. So, interaction. And on the Mac, before you can do anything, you have to interact with it. You can go through a form and browse and be able to hear where you need to go, but it will not let you do anything with it until you interact with it. And to interact with it, you hold on your Control Option and your Shift key and your down arrow. That
takes the focus of your active cursor and moves it into the document or form, whatever you're in. In a document, it will allow you to edit, navigate, and do the editing you need. And to get out of it, of course, you do Control Option Shift Up Arrow, and that will allow you to go back to what I would refer to is a navigation mode to do whatever. Now, I am going to attempt now.
Inbox exchange. Stop 429.
Okay, I'm going to get out of this thing.
Entering system menu bar. Apple. Closing menu. Inbox exchange. Vertical splitter. Menu bar. Apple. Embedded. Hegel. Sue. Toolbar. Favorites bar. Group. Toolbar. Favorites bar. Group. Entering system UI serve. Embedded. Mail activity. Interact with text. Mail activity. Interact with split group. Notification center. Note. Today selected. Radio. Widgets scroll area. Widgets scroll area. Do not disturb widget. Do not disturb. Hide alerts. Closing menu. Hide alerts and banners. Check. Closing menu. Hide alerts and banners. Checked. Checkbox. Closing menu. Hide alerts and entering. Hide alerts and banners. Checked. Checkbox. Mail. Inbox, exchange, 429 messages, window, mailboxes, table, mission control, menu bar, Apple. Entering dock.
Isn't this the order of business?
Application chooser menu, mailboxes, table.
Stop.
Vertical splitter.
This is something that.
Mission menu bar, Apple. Closing menu, vertical
splitter. I did an impromptu thing a couple weeks ago. And I didn't even intend to have an audience, and people were watching.
You are currently on
the
vertical splitter.
I tried to repeat the same thing now.
Just start interacting with the splitter. Press Control Option Shift Down Arrow.
Exactly.
Mission Control Group Numbers 18 of 24. iBooks 14 of 24. Entering Mail Finder. Mail 105 new items.
So.
Menu bar Apple.
Apple.
Mail. File. File, menu, new message command, cap, new view, open, close up, save, dimmed, command, save as ellipse, save as, attach file, save attach, quick look attach, import mail, export as PD, print ellipse, new message command, cap, open, close command, capital W, closing menu, close.
Now we should be closed. Okay, so, there's ways you can navigate quickly through menus too. When you bring up
menu
the
menu bar, Apple,
you can use the
Quick nav on.
The quick nav keys is another form of getting around stuff quickly.
Mail, file,
sometimes
edit, view,
you would need
mailbox,
to use
message.
Shortcut keys to get around.
File.
You have to use the control option.
You are currently on a menu bar item.
Keys,
to open this menu, press
since
control.
We
option,
were using Safari.
Closing menu. Dock. Mail 105 new items.
Sorry.
Open 2 of 24. Safari 4 of 24.
We're going to Safari.
Mail. Safari. Top sites, window, top sites, scroll area.
One of the good things I like about the Mac that I find fascinating is that I can use.
You are currently on a scroll area.
It's consistent when I go from place to place. On my Mac, as you notice, that my screen is not cluttered with all the stuff that comes up when you get a Mac. You open up Safari and you get a ton of things that come up. You have a status bar, a menu bar, and then you have some other information, and it's all loaded with stuff. What I have found out is that I can go to the view options, which I'm going to do right now.
Menu bar, Apple, Safari, File, Edit, View, View, Menu, 20, Show Toolbar.
I can show the toolbar.
Customize toolbar ellipses.
I can customize, and you can go put things that you want to use on your toolbar that are regular or
you are
important.
Currently on a menu. Show favorites bar command shift. Capital
favorites bar, you don't have to turn that because you can always call it out with a control shift.
You are currently on a menu item. Show sidebar command shift. Capital
the sidebar I turned disabled. I don't need to have that on because there's just more for voiceover to be reading. So I can
you are currently
that.
On a show tab bar command shift. Capital T.
That one I disabled for sure.
Show status bar command slash.
And that's, you don't have to worry about that.
Show bookmark sidebar command control 1.
So that's
closing
good.
Menu.
So
top
now,
sites, scroll
just
area.
To go to a different, to a website, I'm going to go to
location.
The
search or enter website name. Address and search.
In this
edit
case,
text
SoCal
as alternate items.
So I'm going to type SOCAL.
SoCalGas. SoCal.
Notice that.
SoCalGas homepage.
Notice that.
Username. Edit text. List four items.
As I was typing it, all of a sudden it filled in the information because I have the history. It's still in my history log file, and it remembers where I went before. So I am now here at the gas company main site. So if I hold down the control option key and I want to navigate around.
Password, secure edit text.
Huh? What, the
you are currently on a text field.
Hang on a second.
Visited. Link. Submit button. Link. Register now. Comma. Link. Click to. Comma. End of list.
So if I was looking for a particular heading, if I was just to use the control
currently on a
option
list inside of HTML
right or left
content
arrow
to
navigate
items
around,
in this list.
I could
press
be here forever.
Option, right arrow or control option,
and just
left
like
arrow.
We do with the screen readers like JAWS or Window Eyes, we can use. Yeah, shortcut navigation keys. In this case, now we have to be a contortionist and press three keys plus whatever navigation mode we want. So in this case, headings, I would go Control, Option, Command, H.
Heading level 2, link, help center. Heading level 2, more information. Heading level 3, service for home. Heading level 3.
Wait a minute, I missed something. Hold down the shift key in addition to the other three keys and I can go back.
Heading level 3. Serving communities, heading level 3, clean energy solutions.
Okay, that's what I want to do. Now I want to see what links are in my clean air solutions.
You are currently on heading level 3,
I will hold down the same control keys, control option and command, and I'm going to press the letter L for links.
Advanced meter, link, energy resource center, link, natural gas vehicles, sustainability, link, gas safety, link, the energy of community, about us. Link, newsroom, link, careers, link.
And the same thing, if I want to go back, I can hold on the shift key.
Newsroom, about us, the energy of gas safety, sustainability, natural gas vehicles, link, energy resource center, advanced meter, link.
Okay. So I can do the same, pretty much the same thing and not have to worry about it being a problem.
You are currently on a link inside of a list.
Do I have to go wrap around or close and come back? No, I can use the same keys to just... If I want to go back, just add the shift key.
Link.
And it causes
create
it to
an
go
online
back.
Account.
I don't want to create an online account. So now, if I was to do that with the rotor, with the web rotor, I can do this. Let me see.
Web spots, tables, landmarks.
What I'm doing now is I'm using my fingers on the
you are currently on a cell
touchpad,
inside of a table
and I'm
to navigate
I'm
the cells
clockwise
within this table.
So I find
entering. Character, words, entering menu bar, entering Safari, headings, form, paragraphs, navigation, paragraphs, sentences, lines, words, lines.
I'm looking for.
Navigate, entering system UI server, characters, words, lines, local tabs, group, local tab, interact with local tabs, group, new tab, button, new tab, SoCalGas, So, enter SoCal, and SoCalGas. Stop interacting with local tabs. Group. Notification center. Interact with the title of radio button. Characters. Words. Navigation. Words. Navigation. Characters. Entering
me,
menu bar. Mail. 100. Finder. Safari.
Oh.
Space. Menu bar. Apple.
Let's see what happened here. I lost my site.
Mail, 100, finder. Finder, see. Desktop, Patriot, folder.
Okay, let's see here.
Entering finder menu bar. Entering. Safari. Oh. SoCalGas homepage, window, local tabs, group.
Okay, we are at the...
local tabs, group.
Really? Oh.
You are currently on a group. To interact with items in this group, press Control, capital L. Menu bar, Apple, Safari, Edit, View, capital V, I, E, W.
What the heck?
Words, View, history, menu, night, show, view, show tool, customized, show favorite, hide side, show tab, show step, hide book, show reading, show shared, show reader, hide all tab, show down, stop, reload page, actual size, zoom in, dimmed, actual size, dimmed, closing menu, local tabs, group, local tab,
search tabs,
search text field, finder, desktop, Patreon, okay, folder.
Let's see why this is happening. So we go.
Doc. Safari 4 of 24. Finder. Page. Safari. Top sites. Window. Top sites. Scroll
now,
area.
One of the things that I can tell you, sometimes this has happened to me, and it could be my computer.
You are currently
I use this computer
area
for everything, testing, whatever. So sometimes it may be
open location.
Contaminated.
Search for enter website name.
Address so. And search. SoCalGas. SoCalGas. SoCal. SoCal. Use.
Now we show
list
four page.
Items. Username. Username. Edit text. Entering SoCal tables, landmarks, characters, word, lines, sentences, parrot, links. Forgot use, register, click to watch, heading level 2, link, ways to pay your rebates and concert, more help center, start service online, move service online,
I'm using gestures all
link.
This time that I'm doing this time with it.
Link, start service online, list 8 items, heading level 3, service for home. Start service online. Move service online. More time to pay your rebates. Link. Check your appliances. Link. Link. More time to pay your link. Move service online.
Okay, now.
Headings. Heading level 3. Service. Heading level 3. Clean energy solution. Heading level 3. Enter. List 6 items. Link. Gas safety. Link. The end. Heading level 3. Our site. Entering Safari SoCalGas, SoCalGas homepage, link, help center. Heading level 3, connect with us. List 7 items.
You notice that every time I swipe down, since I have focused on the rotor for
you
headings.
You are currently on a list inside of a cell.
And if I want to find out how many links are in that thing, if I swipe to the right, it tells me the first name of the first link on that heading and tells me how many links are within that heading. Which I think is pretty good. If you're looking for something and you know that the area you're looking for only had like 3 links, you don't have to worry about chasing. Just go and listen to the first entry and see what's there and then go to, you know, if it's not there, you swipe down to go to the next link and do the same thing. So it works out pretty good. Now, if I was to use the keyboard and I didn't want to hold down the control option keys, I can press the right left arrow together.
Quick nav off.
Oh.
Quick nav on.
I had it on.
Link. Facebook star. Link. Twitter star. Link. YouTube star. Heading not found. Heading level 3.
Now,
connect with us.
I am
heading
I'm
level
using
3.
The,
our site.
Up and down arrows right now to go to the various
heading
links.
Level 3. List 6 items. Link. Gas safety. Link. Heading level 3. List 6 items. Link. Gas safety. Heading level 3.
So.
List 6 items.
Now,
link, gas safety.
Gas safety. So I'm going to press enter there just to see what's there. So I am going to.
You are currently
to
on a link. Inside, press link. Gas, head, quick nav off.
Okay, so.
Anyone can pose a danger to your neighborhood if they're not educated about natural gas safety. Help keep your loved ones and your community safe by being informed and prepared in the event of an emergency. For any suspected gas emergency or questions regarding a gas odor or carbon monoxide, please call us immediately at 1-800-427-2200. Find important information and tips on how to use natural gas safely at home and work.
Okay.
Did you do a hand gesture?
You are currently on a text element inside of HTML content.
Both. The, okay, the.
Find out more.
The
find out more.
The command
link. Find out more.
If you are interacting with your page,
you are currently on a link inside of HTML content.
If you swipe down with 2
link,
fingers,
press Control Option Space link. Find out more. Link. How to recognize natural gas leaks when it comes to safety. Use your senses. Look. Listen. Smell. Link. Digging safety. Call 811 before you dig. Know where pipes are prior to starting work. Link. Emergency preparedness, natural disasters, and
now if I swipe up with 2 fingers,
SoCal Gas safety HTML content link image feedback tab. Click here to submit feedback.
So just
internal,
like you do with
link,
the iPhone,
skip all of the header.
Stop.
You can use your swipe up with two fingers to read the entire page, or swipe down with two fingers to read from where you're at down to the end of the page. So you can do that. And with the keyboard is Control Option A will read the entire thing.
Internal link. Skip all of the header. Internal link. Skip languages menu. Visit link. English.
Sometimes, and this is something that's very irregular with Mac, sometimes you can press the control key and it'll stop instantly. Other times, it has to get a word in so it doesn't just stop. It'll just keep on talking to you. Press it a couple of times. And so I find it to be a little frustrating. So I rely more on the touchpad to read stuff because it makes it easier and less problematic for me. And of course, I switch between when I'm reviewing something, I will go to the rotor and
links, words, link, headings, form, web spots, tables, web spots.
If it's a large block, it'll come up and say lines or sentences, and I will select sentences usually.
Links, words, pipeline, characters, landmarks, tables. Entering system UI server main web spots form controls.
Form controls entering Safari. One link, thing that I like to use maps. When I go to an application, the reason being is because I can tap and it'll jump.
You are currently on a
to
link
the particular form location, and 9 times out of 10, I'm right in the edit field, and I don't have to worry about. And so it works out pretty good, and I can also swipe right to left to jump from form field to form field and get it complete. And when I press Control Option L, I can read that line. It'll read that field. It'll read the line because in most of the time there is a title of that field and I get to know what exactly it is. Like, for example, when I need to fill out an order form, it'll ask for product ID, product number, or quantity. Otherwise, I would just hear edit, 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 edit. And sometimes I need to make sure that I know where I'm at. Even though it may be a simple form, I can do that. So in terms of the gas company forms, when I go look up information, I sometimes will do a search and use its search option. And it'll take me to a form. And I don't even bother with the form tool because our forms are so accessible. You can move back and forth. Now, any questions? I know I'm jumping all over the place, but I was having an issue with the computer, and I'm frustrated because it's not cooperating like it's supposed to. So I'm hoping that I'm not confusing you. Do you have any questions? Okay. I'm going to have Stephanie continue with what she has to cover because it's more important that iOS get covered instead of a Mac, since we said that. There was a question over there? Okay, ask away.
On the rotor,
yes,
it said landmarks and then web sponsor or something?
Web spots. Web spots.
So what landmarks and web spots?
Okay. Web spots.
You are currently on a text field. This item is dimmed. Safari, SoCalGas.
A particular location. See, this computer is acting a little erratic.
Yeah, so is my phone.
It's the day of technology not doing well, and some of the things I was trying to get it to do, it's acting up. But anyway, the difference is that you can set up a web spot. Let's say, for example, you have a particular. Okay, here's a great example. If you have somebody in your house that's a sports fanatic and they want to go to football scores, you can set up a web spot that can call up the website and go right to the particular section, the sports section, and bring up football scores without having to go through all that stuff. And you can define web spots 1 through, there's 10 websites you can define. You can also, there's web spots and there's also hotspots. And the hotspots are something that I have never figured out how to use, simply because I really don't like to create too much complexity, because then I have to remember what I assigned to them. So, your question is?
Is a web spot like a place marker?
Yes, it is.
And
like...
state the question.
Okay.
My question is a web spot like a place marker when you're using a PC?
Yes, that's exactly it. See, I knew that's one of the reasons why she's around, because she keeps me honest. No, it is the same. It is similar to a place marker on a PC.
Louis Herrera, and Safari.
See, let me do this. This will be better.
Muting.
I just muted the computer. Anyway, if you're unmuted, just press F10, and it mutes the computer if you have the keyboard configured to use the function keys as your multifunctions. The landmarks are sections of your on the page for, you know, how sometimes you have frames and you have headings, links. A landmark could be a section within a web page that you can jump between various landmarks and navigate through a page a lot quicker.
Would it be larger than a heading?
Larger than a heading, smaller than a full page. You may have a page that's broken up into landmarks. For example, if you're looking, using the analogy of sports, you may have a landmark for baseball, basketball, and you know, car racing or horse racing, whatever. And then you have the other, within those areas, you may have headings for different segments. In baseball would be different teams and so on and so forth. So that's what that is all about. So, okay, I'll let Stephanie continue.
Are there any other questions in relation to iOS, using the iPhone, iTouch, the iPad, and just a second, let's get a microphone to you.
Have you ever had experience using Apple Pay, and how is it?
I have not used Apple Pay, but apparently it's fairly easy to set up using a debit card or a credit card, and they're adding more what they call like grocery store cards and gift cards, and like for instance Starbucks would be another one that might be added, where you can go and with the right card up. Also, if you turn location services on, your Apple Pay or your Apple Wallet will recognize that you're in a location that has one of those items in your wallet, and it will bring it up to the lock screen so that you're able to use it to check out, provided that the facility has the technology. I have not used it myself. I read about it, and you can read more about it. If you go to Apple Viz, which is podcasts, and look for information on the Apple Pay. I know that they have some webcasts out there for that.
And some of the fast food restaurants, their systems, some may or may not have Apple Pay accommodation. One of my friends told me that she was able to pay, I don't recall if it was Trader Joe's or what, with Apple Pay, without having to even worry about any extra things. Once she configured it, all she did is, as soon as they told her what her bill was, she told them, okay, I'm using Apple Pay, and all of a sudden the register kicked out a receipt. So I guess it works.
And supposedly it's so encrypted that even Apple can't, if something should happen, Apple can't retrieve it because of the encryption, so nobody can get in and get your information.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
I have another question relating to Sarah. How do you know if the what you're going to pay has the technology for Apple Pay or not?
Louis, I have no experience.
Ah, okay.
The only way you're going to know is by asking, because some of the, I don't know of any place that says that they're Apple Pay friendly. I know that my friend, because I asked the same question to a colleague of mine who uses Apple Pay regularly, and she will ask them if they accept Apple Pay. So I guess you have to ask.
Thank you. And I had another question. You know how the new iPhone 6S is now doing this force touch? Would that affect gestures in voiceover mode or not? No.
There are some new things that are coming down. As you know, iOS 9 came, 9.01, 9.02 is now out, and in terms of it, if any of these new features affecting voiceover, Apple claims that Apple's fully the new features are fully supported by VoiceOver, but there has been complaints from people who have been experiencing difficulties with it. So it's a hit and miss problem.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes, I have a question. So if you get an alert on the Mac from Safari that says, "Oh, your system has been infected with the virus," is that a scam or is that necessarily true?
On the Mac, Mac OS, it's got a good security in place. There are other programs. Surface is another one that a lot of my friends use, and they like it. It's very transparent and it's very good, very quick of doing a cleanup behind the scenes. So if you want to protect yourself from that, you can do that. Now, the other thing, and this is something that could be done, not on this computer right now because my keyboard just locked up, so I can't, this is how serious this computer is getting. But one of the things that I did before with Windows and I'm doing with Mac, if you have, see my keyboard finally released, it just let me know, is that you can go into your system settings and your security settings and set up a account for yourself and an account for an administrator. And you can, just the way you have the guest account is restricted, you can restrict yourself to a certain area so that any system changes will not be allowed unless it provides a system administrator account password, and you're protected that way. But by default, Apple does have a very tight control of the operating system, so the potential of getting a virus attack is possible, but not likely. We are all vulnerable.
Louis.
Yes.
Is there possibilities of actually getting a virus on your iOS device, and if so, are there apps out there to prevent it?
You know, that's a very good question. There was a podcast that I downloaded that talked about that. I really don't have an answer. The answer is very unlikely. And if there's something out there, it's getting into the heart of your device. And every time there's been a vulnerability, immediately Apple gets on it and puts out a patch.
That's
so.
Why 9.0.2 came out. They found a security vulnerability in the lock screen code, and for that reason, if you just upped to 9.0.2, you cannot go back to 9.01, 9, or 8.4. All three of those versions have the same problem. Apple will not let you go back to that level. It had to do with entering the lock code or the passcode sequence incorrectly 5 times and then doing some particular activity with the camera at the 5th code incorrect, and it you could get into the phone. Any other questions? I know we've thinned out a lot since we started. Basically, what I wanted to do for you was introduce you to all the different parts on the phone, the rotor, so that you understood that you can add and take out parts, how to use your address bar, how to use your reader button at the upper left, how to stop a web page from loading, and all of your major buttons at the bottom, your back, forward, share, bookmark, and pages.
One of the things that we would like to do in the future is set up a way to disseminate information regarding a particular operation or function that may help you users learn about the iOS. And this is something that's way overdue, and it'll help a lot of people. Task-wise, application-wise, we can do that. The other people, when I say other people, I mean the sighted community uses a lot of different ways of configuring the system for magnification and clarity and contrast and all that. That's something where Stephanie can really make a difference and help out in terms of using the applications, whether it be FaceTime or messaging on both devices. What I propose that we do in the near future is do a little write-up and give the how-to on either device in case you want to do that, because a lot of us are starting to become more and more Mac interested and want to do this stuff, but unfortunately, sometimes these devices don't, have the capability, but we don't have the information that shows us how to do that. And I feel bad that my computer is acting up, because I really wanted to go through the forms on the gas company site, but every time I wanted to go in there, this thing would start locking up, and then my keyboard just crapped out of me, so...
Well, I have a, actually a request of the audience and a request of anybody listening online to help the tech committee provide you, the consumer, and those of you out there online with information you're interested in learning about. We have a conference coming up again in April, and if you could send your requested, what is it you want to learn about, whether it be iOS, Mac, PC, Zoom Text, JAWS, Window Eyes, Kurzweil, Open Book, ABIC products.
Adobe.
Well, I know, you can tell about that. anything. Could you send an email to me at, I'm going to give you the web address, the email address I use with my veteran students. It's Stephanie, Stephanie, .cat, which stands for Computer Access Technology, .vet, V-E-T, at gmail.com. Once again, that's Stephanie.cat.vet at gmail.com. And send your suggestions of what you'd like to learn, or if you had some questions along the way today that didn't get answered. But put in the subject line CCB Conference 2015 or CCB Conference 2016. That way at least I understand that the email is coming from somebody I may not know, but it's a request for information for the future. Louis?
I had a question.
A question?
Yes. On the iPhone in
yes.
Safari, when you go to close the different tabs, is there a way to close all of them at the same time versus having to individually close them?
Wish there was. But at least they've improved it so that one flick up, you can either do a three-finger flick up for each one, or you can flick up once where it says close, and then just double tap till they're all closed. Okay. And that was under pages. If you go to the bottom right corner of your Safari page, it says Pages. And double tap on that, and it will show you all of your open pages. At that point,
is your phone working?
You can then close them all. And I see I'll connect, but you won't have any volume. Our speech for the our connector for the phone no longer works.
Thank you. And the how the idea about the how-to and tips sounds like a good idea.
You mean having a reference sheet on how to do that?
Yes.
How detailed do you folks want that? Do you, I know for the sighted, for the partially sighted folk, would you like to have a magnified image that illustrates how to execute a procedure? Or do you rather just have words? Okay. All right. That happens. Stephanie, you're going to have video.
Yeah, well, I have video to show. Alicia, and I can explain it.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to see. We're going to try something here. The audio guys gave me something else. We'll see if it works. Well, my sound went away.
Is entered.
Mic on that it's connected to?
Try it.
There we go.
Dock, Safari. Double tap. Settings, Safari. Double tap can. Pages, button.
So I went down to the lower right-hand corner. It says Pages.
Pages, done, button.
It now shows a span of several pages that are open.
341 p. Page, Karen Vale, vertical line, Alan Jacobson, button. Actions available. Close tab.
I flicked up only once. Now I'm going to double tap.
Closing tab. While you should have closing while Apple accessible closing Apple SoCal get closing SoCal active Oregon College gunman committed a fit pages button pages done cap D Oregon College got close tab closing favorites address search or enter website name double tap to show controls
but so what I did was I simply went in and
pages,
hit the
button.
Pages button. Went to one of the pages that was showing, flicked up, it said close, and I simply double tapped till they were all closed, which then left me with this page, which now has the address bar at the top, and a listing of my favorites is icons, in where the web page would be. Does that answer your question or help illustrate what you're trying to do? Any other questions? Yes, waiting for the mic to get to you.
Ah, thank you. I have some I hadn't noticed, but maybe they are in favorites. I have some pages that have been doornail dead, pages for productions and some things that I just will never use again.
Oh, removing.
Things that may have synced over from another computer that I didn't know had.
So you want to delete some of your favorites.
Delete. Am I going to have to go into favorites? Because I can close them and then they'll be,
show
they may
bookmarks
disappear.
Button.
So now I'm going to go to bookmarks.
Favorites, bookmarks, Apple. Actions avail. American Council of the Blind. Audio newspaper service. Vertical line. Newsline. Self-applicate. NLS. Rows 10 to 17 of 50s. Waterbed mattress inserts. Vertical line. Replace your waterbed mattress with regular mattress.
Okay. I'm going to flick up.
Delete.
And double
there
tap.
Go.
Gone.
And now that's in
LADWP.com login. Swipe up or down
flick
to
up.
Select. Delete.
Double tap. I could also go up to edit.
Done. Button. Bookmarks. Back to social links. Button. Done. Royal Canon Veteran. Edit. Button.
Edit is in the lower right corner.
Edit. Delete Lender Live. Homeowners Customer Service. Button. Delete. Button.
And then it gives me a second chance. Do you really want to delete that and double tap and it will go away?
So, delete.
Yeah, this does look like
reorder.
Mine.
Done.
So those
button
are in favorites.
Done. Edit. Button.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, so that's in favorites?
It works in favorites, it works in bookmarks, it works in history.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that does look like mine. Thank you very much.
And yes, I have a whole bunch I have to get rid of as well. Any other questions?
Yes, I have a question. I am been wafting back and forth between getting a Mac or a regular Windows 10 computer. And I was wondering, with the Mac computer, is starting out with a Mac Mini a good idea? I have the monitor, and all I need is a keyboard and the, you know.
Well, are you using an iOS device now?
Yeah, I have an iPhone.
Okay. Louis may be better at answering this, but let me try answering, and then if Louis has any corrections, he can step in. A Mac Mini is probably an inexpensive way to go to start out with Apple, because like you said, you already have a monitor, and if you get a Bluetooth keyboard that...
3 of 5 bars, signal strength, status bar item.
Well, I figured I can get ZoomText keyboard, and then they have their, you know, screen reader if I choose to go that way.
Well, hang on.
Okay.
Let me get back to my mic. I dropped both my connectors. If you get a Bluetooth keyboard that works both with your iPhone and the Mac Mini, you will be able to use it between devices. And if you at some point decide that you're not interested in the Mac and you're going to sell the Mac Mini, you can still use that keyboard with your phone.
Uh-huh.
Louis, your comments.
Okay. It all boils down to what is it that you do regularly that you might need to do on Windows. For me, I have to use both worlds, whether I like it or not. Do I prefer one over the other? I prefer Mac. Why? Consistency, functionality, and durability. These devices are very consistent in the way that we do things with them. If you have a choice between Windows, Mac, and you're using an iPhone, and you want to stay in a consistency mode of operating, perhaps Mac will be fine. Now, you mentioned ZoomText. There is ZoomText for the Mac also.
Yes, I know that.
And had this machine been functional, I would have demonstrated that. Unfortunately, the keyboard is dying on this thing. I have a new Mac. I just have to move all the software to it. I haven't done it yet.
I would have loaned you mine, but it's not set up right.
See? But here's the thing. This Mac has been working nonstop since 2011, and I use it every day. So it is justifiable for it to start to basically keel over.
There was another question.
Let me finish the last part of the question. You can get a Mac Mini, which is a very smart solution. You already have a monitor. You can get a keyboard that you would use with your iOS device and use it with it, which is good. The other benefit of having a Mac Mini is that you're saving a ton of money. So.
Well, I just figured it would be an easy way to go in the beginning, just kind of ease into it.
Yes, if you're doing that, yes. Now, are you working, or are you a student, or are you a...
No, I'm not working.
Okay.
And, you know, my husband and I were talking, and we figured get the highest amount of RAM and memory. And, you know, I figured, you know, I do email, I surf the web occasionally. And I figured, well, that might be the way to go.
Yeah, well, the beauty of it is this. They're improving their magnification tools on Mac regularly. So, and VoiceOver will always be there. So now you don't have to worry about buying a secondary third-party screen reader. It's all there. Accessibility is all-inclusive. So when you pay $5.95 or $7.95 for your Mac Mini, you're going to get the whole package.
Any other questions?
Oh, there's another person to your left.
Question.
Home.
How do you open attachments on the Mac?
Settings.
How do you open attachments on the Mac? Okay,
yeah,
it's real easy. I can tell you this. Okay, if you go to an email and you have an attachment, you can scroll down to where it'll read the attachments. You press Control, Option, Shift, M, and you can arrow down to say, it'll say Open Attachment. You can press Enter. There is a shortcut key, and I never use it because by the time I get an email with an attachment, I've forgotten it, so I never bothered to memorize it. However, you can do that, and it's very, and if you're using the gestures, when you are in the interactive, when you swipe to the right with two fingers and interact with your email, and as you swipe down to go down to the list, to your attachment or list of attachments, select the one you want and double tap and it'll open it.
How do you navigate to the list of attachments? Because when I got an email the other day, it had an attachment with some paperwork I had to fill out, but then it had the text of the email, but it had no attachment and it had no option to open any attachments. So
screen dimmed.
Were you interacting with the document?
Yeah, I was interacting with the text of the email, and it said, open this file that's attached, but there was no link, there was no file attached or nothing that I could see.
No, okay. I had seen that before, and what caused me to do that, I had a brain fart for a second and forgot to interact with the actual document so that I can bring my cursor down. If you do a Control Option, let me think about this one. This is going to be interesting. I love it when they put me to the test. I think it's Control Option F4, I think. It'll change the focus to my text message, and I can move down. And then once I get to my the name of the actual file attachment, I can just do Control Option Spacebar, and it'll start it up.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
What time is it now?
It's almost time.
3:50.
Okay. Did you bring any of those things, or did we not bring them?
Do we what?
Did you bring any of the other things? That's later. That's until midnight. I got a couple more hours to go. Yeah. But seriously, I really do apologize. I wish I had my Mac was not acting up like it was, because I'm a firm believer in the Mac, and I use it regularly. I love the consistency that I have, and wish that I could have demonstrated more. It was just the fact that it was not responding, and whenever I tried something, it was doing something else that I never even called for. So that tells me that there's a short in my keyboard.
I think we had demonstration demons, because my double tap was all over the place. I'd double tap and it would move somewhere else. That's why I got a little frustrated when I was going from web page to web page. It was just not responding. So we were both having issues. That's why I asked for questions, because sometimes your questions can be answered with or without a demonstration. And we can always follow up. Like I said, you have my email address, stephanie.cat.vet@gmail.com.
And my email address is, I'm going to give you, if you here again, if you put CCB 2016, which will be next year, or CCB 2015, then I know that it's from somebody that I need to get back to on something related to what we talked, whether it was here or during the technology session. Take advantage of the opportunity to ask questions. If I don't know the answer on something, I interact regularly with my colleagues over at the Genius Bar at the Apple Store, and I also have a connection with several of the developers at Apple. So that's not going to be difficult. And there's always a network of users who may have come across that problem and solved it for you. And we can always post that and request an answer. So don't think that you are, don't be too shy. Don't hesitate. Send us an email. Ask your questions, and we'll try and get you an answer as soon as we can.
And Louis, I want to thank the gas company for supporting us and supporting the CCB, not just here at this conference, but also with their efforts with the Mutt Strut.
Yes. And for those of you, thank you. And for those of you that don't know, there is going to be a match right in Southern California, just like there was one in Northern California, and it's going to be in
La Crescenta.
La Crescenta. And if Donna was in the room, she could come out and tell you more about it. Donna, can you wake up for a second, Donna? I'm picking on her because I know she's going to rag on me. But actually, Donna, if you can come up here. You have door prize?
No, I'm telling you.
Actually, I do have.
Yes.
How many of you use those little magnification or LED magnifiers?
Which magnifiers?
Those little portable handheld LED.
Oh, Donna does. That was Donna, right?
Okay. Sanchez? I do have a question. I mean, I will give one to anybody who can answer this question.
Okay.
What? anybody who wants to answer it. The question is this, and you can answer after Donna has a chance to
If anybody can answer the question, better. What's the name of the guy who's talking? Then they get a magnifier, right?
Fido. No, actually, the question was this. Apple introduced VoiceOver with which operating system? Hey, you cheated. Is that Andy? Okay,
hey, Andy.
Andy, you'll never use this thing, so why do you want it?
That's right. Mary Lou does.
Okay, as Donna is talking, I'm going to move to the back table.
He's gonna
so
move,
I can get
and
it,
you know what? Don't go in my purse either, Louie, when you move to the back, because that's where my purse is. I was actually outside. We have this really neat lady and a huge Great Dane that are staying here in the hotel, and they bought Mutt Strutt T-shirts earlier today in the at the registration. So I was taking Mary Lou was taking pictures for me for our Facebook page for our Mutt Strutt recruits. Those are really neat. The Mutt Strutt will be held November 14th at Crescenta Valley Dog Park. Whether you have a dog or don't have a dog. For adults, it is $30 if you register before October 25th. You get a lot for that $30. You can be a virtual walker, or you can go walk or run. It's a very nice day. In our WAG bags, everybody that registers and is a participant gets a WAG bag with a Mutt Strutt T-shirt, doggy bandana. If you have a doggy and want a doggy bandana, you'll get frisbees, Whammo donated frisbees to the event, gluten-free popcorn. I have to tell you, this year I have to get Green Street's zucchini bread, homemade fresh. They're donating to the Mutt Strutt so that folks could have snacks in the morning before the run. The carbs, yeah. I heard somebody say carbs, yes. it's going to be a wonderful day. We also have a Big Bucks Bonanza, $2 per ticket, and you get a chance at winning $1,000 in cash. So I have tickets, and you can see me throughout the rest of the convention. I'll also be at the banquet. If you want to purchase chances, the drawing will be held December 4th, and we'll be selling them at Mutt Strutt as well. So we're also going to have a dog costume contest, and we have PepsiCo as sponsor, so we'll have some Pepsi product there as well. And just come and have a wonderful day with us at Mutt Strutt. You can find out more about it at www.ccbnet.org/Mutt Strutt. Come visit us on Facebook. Our wonderful volunteers are putting lots of pictures up there, and they're also describing them. So you can kind of read stories and find out
all about the pictures that are on that Facebook page so that, you know, whether you're able to view the pictures or not, you have the descriptions, and folks are having a lot of fun on that Facebook page. If you have any questions, give me a call on my cell phone. If you're not as comfortable with email, 626-233-2991. You can give me a call or send me a text message with your phone number, and I will call you back. And I'm very excited because we have some members who have not participated before, who have actually already registered and are doing some fundraising as well. All they've done is they get their link to their fundraising page and post it to their Facebook page, and some friends of theirs are donating. Every bit helps. Come out and have a blast with us on November 14th. Thank you. Okay, I'll repeat the question. When Apple introduced the Macintosh,
they had a very crude screen reader.
They had a very crude screen reader. What was it?
Outspoken,
someone said. Older than outspoken. Ah, 64K memory. A Mac with 64K memory. So older than outspoken, Louis said.
Was it Bex?
No.
No. What was it, Louis? Are you terrorizing people out there?
He is. Here's your.
Look at him. He's just walking around, knocking things over. Yes, Donna. Donna wants a ticket. Okay.
Okay. There used to be a I wouldn't say screen reader, but it was a speech program that was built onto the, you can get from a software developer in Long Beach, of all places.
It was a program called Smooth Talk Talking.
Smooth Talk was the one. I'm sorry you're not as young as me, but I remember it still. So, I have an extra magnifier of the same type of magnifier, portable magnifier, that uses two AA batteries, and it's got an LED light that's fairly bright. So I guess the question that I could ask is, which iPhone had VoiceOver? Who said that? 3GS. Who's me? Andy again? No. You're Andy? Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Okay, catch. No. Okay. These are the two prices that you can have, courtesy of a vendor friend of mine who said, I need to get rid of some of my inventory, and if you can use it as door prices, go for it. And also, it's not confirmed yet, but in the next week or so, I will send an email out. And if you send me your name, for those of you that live in Southern California, we are trying to organize a technology wrap session at a Coco's restaurant. The purpose of it is not to compete with everybody on everything and have everybody's weekends filled with activities, because I also have a life, and my wife is back there. She's going to kill me because I'm overstretching myself again. But I feel like something is missing, and I want to make sure that we develop a network. And if we can get people like Stephanie and other professionals that can come out and do the training, because let's face it, training it requires a special mindset. and Stephanie does a darn good job, but we want to get other people to help out as well. So hopefully on the 24th, that's a Saturday, am I correct? If things go well, we may have an opportunity to have a get-together session in the Lakewood, Long Beach area. I haven't gotten the details, but if you are interested and you want to participate, if we get more than 10 people that email me at Louie.Herrera, Louie.Herrera, 6-2. Shh, don't tell them that's how old I am. No, I'm not that old, actually. 62@gmail.com. And if I get more than 10 people, we will make it happen. If we get less than 10 people, I don't want to bother with it. But I want to build a group of, you know, a collective group that we can all get together. You don't need to be an expert, because I got to tell you, my wife doesn't like technology. She would prefer not to use it. And she's taught me how to do things in a more sensible way than using the quote-unquote, you know, technical way. Sometimes I learn that there's a way to get things done more efficiently. So come out. Don't be afraid. You don't have to be an expert, but I'm sure you'll learn a lot. Okay? Thank you all. And Stephanie, if you stay on the air for a little bit, I'll get over to the other mic. If you have last-minute words, I will be migrating to the other side.
Thank you for coming out. I know that many people have departed already, and I know there's other things happening tonight, like the banquet. But like I said, if you have any questions or a question comes to you and you've left, it's Stephanie, Stephanie, cat@gmail.com. Any other last questions before you depart? Okay, thank you much, and have a good evening.